Welcome to the eighth day, where we like to talk about things you might not have thought about the rest of the week. If you think about what's been going on over the last few years, the number of people in your families who might have served in the service is certainly went down. The statistics show that now fewer than 1% actually of families have somebody currently actively in the service, and depending upon the generation, it's been a smaller and smaller number over the last 20 to 30 years. It's not the most common thing. And people who do serve in the service tend to be, you know, they're young, and when they leave, they may or may not be thinking about congregating with others who have had the same experience. And there's a lot of service organizations. You can see them as you drive down Washington US 41. There's just simply a lot of them there or not far off from there. But you often wonder, well, what goes into that? You know that you had to have service, you had to participate, but what goes in it? Well, that's what an open house is about. And we have an open house coming up here on the 21st, a Wednesday, at the American Legion in Marquette. Now, the American Legion in Marquette is right off of Bluff Street. Did I get that right? I have a guest here. I have Tam Maranta, the commander of the American Legion in Marquette. Did I get the location correct? Are you right up on Bluff Street there?
You nailed it. We're right above Harlow Park.
And yeah, you turn just past 7th Street. You can even do that if you go off of 7th Street.
Yeah, you can turn off 7th on the Bluff, or you can take the street just before it.
And you're getting close because the cemetery is right next to you.
Exactly. It's on our back door.
And I'd like to know a bit more about this particular get-together that you're going to have on the 21st from 6 to 9, and what could people expect?
Well, this is the first one that we're running. And what we did is we came up with the idea just to have an open house for all our local veterans and families. What we wanted to do was just bring them into our Legion, thank them for what they've done first, thank them for the service that they've done. And most important, we wanted to show them what the American Legion can do for them. They did a lot for our country. Now it's our veterans' time to serve our veterans. And the recent ones coming back especially, we want to bring them in, show them that we're going to have a service officer there, and she'll be there, Teresa Castile. She's our department service officer. She's going to be there to show them what benefits they have coming. If there's claims against it, she'll walk through it and take them through that to make it a lot easier for the families. Because it is a big adjustment when these military men and women come home from service. But besides that, what we wanted to show them is what the American Legion family, the SAL, Sons of American Legion, our auxiliary, and our Legion members meet us. We got members there yet from the World War II. Those are getting limited, naturally. We have a lot from the Korean War, the Vietnam War, and what we're looking for is a lot of those now coming home, those that have served in the Persian Gulf, Afghanistan, and Iraq and that. And we just want to invite them up there, show them what we got, and then take a look at some of the other programs that the American Legion does, and they're numerous. We've got a number of programs.
Could you give an example of some of those?
Sure. Of course, our biggest programs are right there at the Jacob Eddy Home, the home for veterans. Right at Harlow Park, we have a veterans memorial there that we have laid bricks down, and in honor of all those that have served in the military. The service officer, which I already mentioned, we have the Girl State, Boy State program. The Boy State program has been going on for 79 years, and that's something that we've sponsored that shows the young men and women, there's a Girl State program, how the government is run. We got the junior auxiliary. We've got baseball teams, hockey teams. We got the Boy Scouts. We got the Sea Cadets. We support the 4-H program. And then we have all the other services that we run with Memorial Day, 4th of July, Veterans Day. Veterans Day is one where we go into the local schools. On November 11th, that'll be coming up here shortly, and we go in there and we try to teach the young kids what Veterans Day is all about and how what sacrifices our men and women have made to try to keep it with our youth. The American Legion has been built on four pillars, and that's the American Legion is the largest military organization there is for veterans. It was created in 1919, and we're nearing our 100th year. And it was built on four pillars. One is for the servicemen and women and their rehabilitation, our national security, our Americanism, and children and youth. And we do a lot with our children and youth. Americanism is something that's done daily through 4th of July, through Memorial Day, and so on.
Do you have a baseball team? So many American Legions seem to have a baseball team.
We do. In fact, we have the current state champs. Really? The Marquette Blues, currently this past summer, took it all. They took the state for the first time, something we were really proud about, and we actually had a nice cookout for the team right up at the Allegiant Building. But we have two teams also. We also have the Red Teams, which is a younger group, kind of bringing them into, they'll jump into the Blues later on. But yeah, so we sponsor both teams and have been doing it for a number of years.
And it is so difficult now to recruit, I would assume, with so few people actually serving now in recent 20 years. And the current group has got to be getting pretty much older.
Yeah, and you can go back. I can remember. I'm from the Lawnsburg area. My dad was the commander up at the Berga Legion, and then it was World War II. And it seemed like that group held the Legion together throughout the state, Marquette included. And then for years now, it's been the Vietnam era men and women that have been is the nucleus of it. But what we'd like is as old as possible down to young as possible. We want to bring them all in. I think there's something about a veteran talking to a veteran. They can relate to each other, and I think it's important that we help each other. And that's our biggest goal. I just want to make sure that all those young men and women that are coming back get everything they deserve and the respect that they have coming to them.
And there, it has got to be quite a change that there's a lot of women who have been participating in the military, certainly in the last 20 years.
It is. I know years back there, we had no women in our Legion, and we have numerous women in there now, and it's great. It's great. They bring a nice smiling face. They served right alongside of us, and I think it's super.
You know, any kind of organization you go into, it's tough because time is hard. And when these younger ones come back, you had mentioned before we even did this interview that people have really got busy lives, and it's tough to really put together a balanced life because I'm going up with my career, or my family's finally starting, or I'm catching up and I've been away so long. The kind of thought might come that I don't have time for these extracurricular. They might think that there's so many benefits that I would assume that's really one of the big things of the open house is to sort of attract these people who might think that, well, I'm too busy to do this, but maybe I'll check it out. But,
Yeah, that's a good point, and I can use myself as an example. I've been a member for 43 years, but not only have been active probably for about the last 12. I recently retired 8 years ago from a state job, and that's when you have more time to give back to your community and to the members of the military. So it's so true, but what we want to show these young men and women is by being a part of this, the American Legion, that those dues, what that pays for, it helps run these programs and helps our other military people, that it's so vitally important. Even though they can't maybe have all the extra time to put in there, they still, that commitment by being a member of our organization does help us in many, many ways.
Well, I hope that this interview helps a bit for people to get an awareness. You can tell your friends, you know people who've served and probably aren't participating in this. So if you're listening to this, you can tell them. Just tell them that there is an event on Wednesday. It is on Wednesday, the 21st of October. It's from 6 to 9. It's easy to find. It's right off of Bluff Street. If you found, you know, the park. There's the park down there and the cemetery. It's almost squeezed between the two, just right off to the edge of it. And it's not hard to find. One other thing I'd like to ask you is the American Legion I remember going to it with a few friends of mine, the fish fry. Now, do you want to pitch the fish fry, or is that not happening now?
No, it is happening. We brought it back. It was quiet for a while just due to lack of manpower. But it is back now. We're running it twice a month. It's on Friday nights, and I don't have dates right in front of me. But, yes, the fish fry is back.
I really like that.
Also, jumping back to the other part of the open house, it's free. Just come on out. And you bring your family with. We're going to have some light snacks and refreshments, but the key is we want you to see what the Legion can offer, and we'll show you about the fish fries and every other event that we have there at the Legion.
So it's Wednesday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on October 21st. It sounds like if you're a family member and know somebody that's been part of the service, if you want to know more about what the services available are, this is an open house. It's a free open house, and you might have questions, and they might have the answers. So I want to thank you again very much, Mr. Ranta, for coming on.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the offer.
No problem. This is the eighth day on Sunny 101.9.